In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Carlos, what did you see out of Canning today?
Yeah, he was. I think he was off, especially with his secondary pitches. You know, the slider out of the zone, the changeup. Obviously, we didn't make a couple of plays in that second inning, but I just thought they took some really good at bats. They didn't chase, but overall, I just thought that especially with the secondaries, he was out of the strike zone.
Last start too had four walks. Is that, you know, it's something that he had been really good at, limiting the walks lately? Is it the same thing today that you saw in that last start, or a little different?
Yeah, I think probably different. And again, today was one of those days where he was off, you know. Even the below on the fastball, 92, 93, I think I saw 95 once in the third inning. But it was different with the way it was coming out today.
Tony?
What have you made of Vientos this season offensively, and how nice to see him finally get one there today?
Yeah, it was good to see him, especially right on right, because we know the power to all fields there, you know. They blew, I think it was two fastballs by him, and they went back at it, and it was good to see him going the other way. He's been on and off, you know. There have been stretches where, you know, he feels like he's going to get going, but then he loses it a little bit. And that's part of it, you know. He's part of the grind. He will continue to fight, and he'll get through it.
He was very consistent last year, especially for a young player. Why do you think that has been sort of hot and cold this year?
Probably the league adjusting to him, you know, especially in this second year when they get familiar with what you do at the plate, and as same way they're making adjustments to you, you're going to have to make some adjustment, and he will. I think he's made some progress there, and he will continue to do so. He just probably taking a little longer, but he's fighting.
Dave?
Carlos, you guys have been winning games, so it hasn't been as much of an issue, but just with the runners in scoring position and some of the frustration with some of the guys, is that something that you see something as just – reverting to trend and these guys starting to hit better in those spots, or how do you kind of combat that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to get better with runners in scoring position. We are all aware, you know, yes, the underlying numbers at the end of the day, we got to get the job done, right? I thought yesterday we took some better at bats. Today, not so much, you know, few walks and all that, but we got a lot of good hitters there. You know, I'm pretty confident that at the end of the year, the numbers are going to be where they need to be, especially with runners in scoring position. But right now, we got to continue to find a way. You know, we got to find a way to get the job done, and we will.
Mark in the back.
Carlos, you talked a lot about liking Soto's at-bats. Just with his numbers not, where they normally are, are you seeing any signs of frustration of him, you know, looking for those results?
I mean, there's you're going to see frustrations, especially when a competitor as he is. But honestly, today was one of those days where he didn't hit the ball hard, but I thought that his foundation, his lower half, was in a better position. You know, so that's, for me, that's a good sign. Again, he didn't hit the ball hard today, but there was something today with his lower half that, for me, that was a good sign.
You see him shuffle a couple of times on that walk? Is that encouraging?
Yeah, but he's not the shuffle, you know. I think it's just him in that bad. Again, for me, his lower half was on a better place, even though he didn't hit the ball hard today.
Will on the left.
Hey, Carlos. So what was missing then with his lower half previously?
I don't know. I mean, maybe just a little lower. It was just, I felt like today he was on that bat, you know, and he's one of those that I've been saying here that, yeah, he continues to hit the ball hard, and today he didn't do it, but I felt like he was in a better position.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.